Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. Major faults have been found in the biological laboratories in Wuhan, China. That's the headline. Colonel Bob McGinnis from the Pentagon comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Did China start the coronavirus pandemic?
Well, certainly it would appear in Wuhan there was a virology lab that perhaps was doing experiments to try to develop either a vaccine or some detection mechanisms or therapies. And that the evidence at this point suggests that it was somehow inadvertently released and as a result spread throughout Wuhan, and the Chinese government in Beijing failed to notify the rest of the world in time, and it spread as it has across the world.
They did keep this news from the rest of the world once they realized what had happened.
It would appear to be that way, Jimmy. The early cases were discovered in November of 2019. So this is a very disturbing development, and one that demonstrates that the Communist Chinese will do whatever to foster their development economically and militarily into the future.
Was this a planned decision by the leadership of Communist China so that they could become number one militarily and economically?
It's a bit premature to come to that conclusion, but I know the president has launched an investigation that will kind of piece all this together. Unfortunately, the World Health Organization failed to do its job, and of course, for years, we had been trying to send scientists, and did in some cases, to Wuhan to look at the virology lab there to see if it was up to snuff. Our conclusions, based on a variety of cables that Secretary of State Pompeo has released, indicates that they found major faults in their laboratories, and that may in fact be the reason that this was either accidentally or otherwise released.
Colonel Bob McGinnis with the details on the investigation of whether the coronavirus originated in a bio lab in Wuhan, China. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. This report is not conclusive that the coronavirus pandemic did have its origins in a bio lab in Wuhan, China. What is absolute is that China will be a major player in the end of times scenario that is found in the Bible. The kings of the East, referred to in Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12, will include the most populated nation in the world, Red China. China will be in partnership with the Antichrist, Revelation 18, in a one-world economy. The results of the coronavirus pandemic are actually setting the stage for that prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...